Well,
基于已经公开的司法文书及当事人陈述梳理，仅作为商业逻辑探讨，聊一聊大厂的契约精神。
Let's discuss the contractual spirit of large factories based on publicly available court documents, witness statements, and a commercial logic perspective.
各位朋友
Dear friends,
最近港股有个大瓜。
There's a big news in Hong Kong stock market recently.
不知道大家吃到没有，某书原本准备去港股敲钟上市。
I don't know if anyone knows that someone was originally planning to go public on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange.
估值一度喊到300多亿美元。
Valued at over $300 million.
约合人民币3500亿。
Approximately $3.5 billion.
结果就在临门一脚的时候。
Just when the result was imminent.
IPO 进程被拘后受阻。
IPO process is stalled.
市场普遍预期要推到2027年。
The market generally expects it to be pushed back until 2027.
为什么？
Why?
因为被人实名举报了。
Because I was reported by someone.
举报人叫陈浩，某书前华南本地直客销售负责人，统管20多人团队。
The informant, Mr. Chen Hao, was the former local sales manager of a company in South China and managed a team of over 20 people.
2022年
2022,
某书挖他的时候
When a brother digs,
画了一张巨大的饼
Hang a huge pie,
月薪3.7万
Monthly salary of 37,000.
还许诺了30,000股境外期权，分4年归属，每股。
He also promised to distribute 30,000 shares of foreign options over 4 years, with each year's share amount corresponding to the monthly salary.
行权价0.8美元。
The strike price is $0.80.
协议上还有创始人的签名。
The agreement also includes the signatures of the founders.
说白了
In a nutshell,
就是只要干满年限，公司上市。
As long as you serve the company for a certain period of time,
他就能财富自由。
He can earn 70,000.
陈浩信了，也拼了。
He also tried his best.
入职第二年就带着团队把业绩从垫底冲到全国前列。
In the second year of joining, he led his team to achieve a remarkable turnaround, transforming from being at the bottom to becoming one of the top performers nationwide.
个人绩效做到120%。
Achieve 120% of personal performance goals.
结果呢 ?2023 年12月。
Result, in December 2023.
就在他首批期权即将成熟落地的前5个月。
Just 5 months before his first batch of options were about to expire.
公司突然以不能胜任为由把他辞退了。
The company suddenly dismissed him, citing his inability to perform his duties.
更让人寒心的是
What's even more disheartening is,
这发生在他父亲病危离世。
This happened when his father was seriously ill and died.
人生最灰暗的时刻
The darkest moments of life.
公司不仅没给一丝人情味儿。
The company not only didn't show any human touch,
还直接关停权限门禁，离职证明上冷冰冰地写着汰换两个字。
It simply states termination in cold, impersonal terms on the permission and access exit certificate.
这两个字得跟没混过大厂的人翻译一下。
These two words need to be translated for someone who hasn't worked in a large company.
淘汰加替换，字面。
Eliminate and replace with literal words.
意思就是你不行。
That means you're not good enough.
我们把你当废件换掉。
We treat you as scrap and replace you.
正常点的大厂才高管。
Normal, a tall and well-built executive.
起码留颜面，写个个人原因。
At least write a personal reason.
架构调整什么的。
Architectural adjustments, etc.
毛叔不但裁。
Uncle Mao not only cuts.
还要当众羞辱。
Still need to be humiliated.
对于一个绩效120%。
100% performance.
拿过创新奖的中高层。
High level and innovative employees.
这不是裁员。
This is not a layoff.
这近乎是一种接近封杀的效果。
This is almost like a sandstorm effect.
是断他后半辈子吃饭的路。
Cut off his means of living for the rest of his life.
陈浩不服。这一告就是2年。两起官司，一个告违法解除，一个追期权损失。
Chen Hao didn't agree with this lawsuit, which would take 2 years and 2 lawsuits, one for illegal termination and another for claiming lost profits.
前后五场庭审，开了快2年。
The first 5 trials have been going on for almost 2 years.
某书的法务团队使出了浑身解数。最绝的一招就是搞双标。
The legal team of a book used the most cunning trick, which was to practice double standards.
在法庭上
In court,
为了赖掉期权
did cheat on options.
他们说期权是开曼群岛的境外公司发的。
They said that the options were issued by an offshore company in the Cayman Islands.
跟国内签合同的主体
With the domestic contracting party,
无投资
no investment,
无控制关联，主张境内法院没有管辖权
no jurisdiction over the matter,
逼他去成本高昂的香港仲裁，可到了港交所要上市融资
he was forced to go through a costly arbitration in Hong Kong, which ultimately led him to seek financing from the Stock Exchange of Hong Kong.
为了做财务报表
to prepare financial statements,
他们又得说境内外是一家人
they have to say that they are a family, both inside and outside.
必须并表，同一套 VIE 架构。
Must use the same VIE architecture.
两头占便宜。
When?
这逻辑能自洽吗
？Can this logic be self-consistent?
广州的法院没吃这一套。
Guangzhou's courts follow this system.
2026年初。
Early 2026.
广州市中级人民法院穿透了这层 VIE 架构，认定。
Guangzhou Intermediate People's Court broke through the VIE structure.
这是国内首例境外期权。
This is the first time a foreign option has been issued in China.
属于劳动报酬的一部分。
Part of the labor compensation.
公司违法解除得赔。
Company illegally terminated the claim.
最终结果违法解除案二审判赔。19.06万，期权案二审调解赔付66.15万。
The final result of the case of the 19.06 million options, the second trial settlement payment of 66.15 million,
合计85万出头
，totaling over 800,000.
但故事到这儿远没有结束。
But the story is not over here.
2026年6月28日
June 28, 2026,
就在某书秘密地表港交所的当口
In a secret location of the Hong Kong Stock Exchange
陈浩在微博上实名举报
Chen Hao reported himself on Weibo
他把劳动仲裁一审二审的判决书
He presented the judgment documents of the first and second instance labor arbitration.
期权诉讼卷宗、新旧离职证明以及具体表述近50个
complaint, new and old resignation certificates, and approximately 50 statements based on their descriptions.
同样在期权成熟前被精准干掉的前员工证词，全套材料寄给了港交所上市部和香港证监会。
The complete set of materials, including testimonies from former employees who were accurately eliminated before the expiration date, have been submitted to both the Hong Kong Stock Exchange's Listing Department and the Securities and Futures Commission SFC.
这招叫降维打击。
This is called dimensionality reduction.
直接抓住了资本最害怕的软肋，信息披露前后矛盾。
Expose the capital's biggest fear, information disclosure and contradictions before and after.
他在举报信里就一句话。
In the anonymous letter, he only wrote one sentence.
倪某书在法庭上说。
Now, a senior citizen testified in court that
境内外没关系
whether it's domestic or foreign
在招股书里说
in the prospectus, it was stated that
境内外是同一控制
the terms domestic and foreign refer to the control of a company by entities within or outside its country
你到底哪句是真的？
Which one is true?
据陈浩表述
According to Chen Hao,
这不是个例
This is not an isolated case.
他联系上的近50个前员工都遭遇了同样的剧本
He contacted nearly 50 former employees, and they all experienced the same script.
期权快熟了
The options are maturing quickly.
人就被汰换了。
People were replaced.
如果这笔账算下来
If we calculate it,
涉及的潜在赔付
Potential claims,
可能数以千万计
Possibly millions.
说到这儿
At this point,
我不得不拿咱们国内的两个标杆企业来做个对比。
I have to compare two leading companies in our country.
一个是阿里巴巴。
One is Alibaba.
当年阿里还是个小作坊的时候
When Alibaba was just a small workshop back then,
马云给一个前台文员董文红许诺了 0.2% 的股权
Jack Ma promised a 0.2% equity stake to a front desk clerk named Don Wenhong.
人家一等就是14年从月薪500块的前台
It took me 14 years to climb from a front desk job with a salary of 500 yuan.
一路干到了菜鸟网络的董事长，阿里上市那天。
I worked all the way to the day when Alibaba, the chairman of Ctrip, went public.
他手里的股份价值几十亿。
He has shares worth tens of billions.
另一个是胖东来，于东来。
Another is the fat dog lying east.
把每年利润的大头分给员工。
Gave the majority of the annual profits to employees.
连保洁阿姨都有份儿。
Even the cleaning ladies are included.
在唐东来。
In 唐东来。
员工不是成本。
Employees are not costs.
是合伙人。
Partners.
这两家企业，一家讲的是长期承诺。
These two companies, one is talking about long-term commitment.
一家讲的是当下分钱。
A company that is currently focused on making money.
但底色都是一样的。
But they all have the same base.
财散人聚的胸襟和成人达己的远见。
The generosity of the wealthy and the foresight of the adult version of the character.
他们懂得一个最朴素的道理。
They understand a simple truth.
企业最大的资产 从来不是账上的现金流。
The biggest asset of a company is not the cash flow on its balance sheet.
而是那些愿意陪你熬过寒冬、打过硬仗的人。
But those who are willing to stay with you through the cold and hardship.
你想想，一个愿意把身家性命都分给员工。
Think about someone who is willing to sacrifice their wealth and life for their employees.
把员工的前途和公司的前途死死绑在一起的企业家。
Entrepreneurs who tie their employees' careers to the company's success.
他带出来的队伍能没有战斗力吗？
Can the team he brought have no combat effectiveness?
反观某书，一样。
On the other hand, someone like Uncle
是开曼群岛注册的大公司，一样。
Are the companies registered in Cayman Islands similar to those of large corporations?
喊着改变世界的互联网口号。
Shouting slogans to change the world through the internet.
但在期权兑现这件事上。
In the matter of option expiration.
他们机关算尽，以为靠法务的双标和冰冷的汰换就能省下几千万。
They thought that by using legal loopholes and cold calculations, they could save tens of millions.
可他们忘了，资本市场看的是未来。
But they forgot that the capital market is looking at the future.
但给未来定价的是信用。靠算计员工省下的那点期权钱，填不上上市延误的窟窿。
But the cost of delaying the IPO is not the money saved by calculating the employee's stock options, but the huge gap that cannot be filled.
靠撕毁契约换来的财务报表。
Financial statements obtained by tearing up the contract.
经不起港交所的一纸问询，生意做的是数字。
Can't withstand a single inquiry from the Hong Kong Stock Exchange.
但数字背后是一个个活生生的人。
But behind the numbers are individual people.
把人当成本的企业，迟早会被更大的成本吞噬。
Companies that treat people as mere costs will eventually be consumed by greater costs.
只有把人当目的的企业才配谈。
Only companies that treat people as the purpose are worthy of being listed.
星辰大海。
Stars and seas.
我是珊珊。
I am Shanshan.
一个相信法律是最低的道德。
A person who believes that law is the lowest form of morality.
而诚信才是商业最高壁垒的法律人。
Integrity is the highest barrier in business, according to lawyers.
这篇不是为了站队。
This isn't for taking sides.
只为了说一句契约精神。
Just to say that the spirit of contract is to.
不是写在纸上的条款。
Not written in the paper.
而是对人性底线最深沉的敬畏。
Instead, it is the deepest reverence for human nature's bottom line.
愿每一张饼都能兑现。
I hope that every pie can be realized.
愿每一个拼过命的人都不被辜负。
I hope that everyone who has risked their lives will not be in vain.
本视频是本人原创。
This video is original content created by me.
原生是人自己，不含任何形式的 AI 制作、AI 生成，不是自己。
Original people who are not familiar with the subject matter but still want to participate in activities related to it.
风雨如梭，你的足迹曾诉说。
The rain falls like a shuffle, and your footprints have told stories.